MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, January 29, 2025. The Ipswich riverbeds are closed to clamming indefinitely. Newburyport is looking for a new city clerk. Afternoon rain possible, windy, low 40s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 10:04 a.m. and 10:44 p.m. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News, digging for clams in the Ipswich River's bed clam beds has been stopped indefinitely due to a change in state regulations that determines the distance from an outflow pipe to areas allowed for shell fishing. On Tuesday, U.S. Representative Seth Moulton met with the State Department of Marine Fisheries, state lawmakers, the Ipswich Select Board, and Wastewater Department, and members of the local shell fishing community to discuss the issue at Ipswich Town Hall. With the preliminary testing results already showing heavy contamination throughout the river, the town and the clamming community are considering long-term solutions that could remedy the issue. Newburyport Daily News reporter Jim Sullivan writes that Newburyport City Clerk Richard Jones may have retired a couple of weeks ago, but the longtime civil servant, known for his colorful bow ties and paintings, will remain inside City Hall until his successor takes over. Jones announced his retirement on November 7 and was scheduled to step down on January 10. A city clerk screening committee has been formed to find Jones's replacement. It includes Ward 1 City Councilor Sharif Zayed, as well as at-large councilors Ed Cameron and Heather Shand. The group has forwarded the resumes of two finalists, West Newbury Town Clerk James Blatchford and Newburyport Assistant City Clerk Kathleen Sullivan, to the City Council. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumberyard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Ethan Foreman writes in the Gloucester Times, Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga announced Tuesday he plans to seek re-election to a third term as Gloucester's 60th mayor. Former City Council President and Railroad Executive Paul Lundberg said he is running for mayor because people deserve a choice every 2 years, with elections called for in the city charter every other year, to give residents a chance to review the job of those representing them. The potential candidates are both Gloucester natives and graduates of Gloucester High School. For candidates to citywide offices, nomination papers are available April 1 in the city clerk's office. Candidates have until 5 p.m. July 29 to return their papers with the required number of Gloucester voter signatures for certification. And Luke Acton writes in itemlive.com, in Peabody, a town hall meeting Tuesday night with Representative Seth Moulton was marred by outbursts, audience arguments, and answers that were unsatisfactory for residents of both sides of the political spectrum. Peabody City Hall's Wigan Auditorium reached its capacity as constituents packed the room to ask burning questions, in particular regarding the new Republican administration, as well as comments the congressman made about transgender women in November. In sports and boys high school basketball from last night, Beverly over Danvers 90-63. Panthers qualified for the state tournament with their 10th win of the season. Sophomore Andrew Bronica led the Panthers with a triple-double, 19 points, 11 rebounds, and 11 steals. Lynn English beat Malden 76-47. Bulldog Denzel Gilliam scored 43 points. And Lynn Classical downed Everett 66-46. Zavarian beat the Prep 62-52. In girls basketball, it was Danvers 59, Beverly 31. Newburyport over Hamilton-Wenham 59-42. Bishop Feehan 65, Fenwick 40. And it was Revere 43, Lynn Classical 28. Lynn Tech beat Swampscott 50-43. Tech's Giovanni Jean recorded her 1,000th career point in that game. St. John's Prep Hockey has been methodically climbing in the D1 power rankings, currently at number 3. This is Coach Christian Hansen on tonight's rematch with St. John's Prep Shrewsbury.
Yeah, so tomorrow we're playing St. John's Shrewsbury, a team that we really beat 3-2 with 4-2 with an empty net goal. So they have the best player in the conference. He's committed to Bowden, big, strong forward. They have some skilled forwards aside from him. So we know it's going to be a really tough game. Last time we played them at home last year, we had a 3-0 lead and allowed them to come back in it, and we squeaked out a 4-3 overtime win. And it's going to be a battle, and it's probably going to come down to one goal like it does every game pretty much. And you know, you just try to do your best to minimize mistakes and manage the puck and stay out of the penalty box.
That's St. John's Prep hockey coach Christian Hansen. The Bruins lost to the Sabres last night 7-2. They're off tonight. The Celtics were off last night, and they host the Chicago Bulls tonight. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.